Encouraging, Inspiring Bridge FM. And this morning, we are talking to Leanna Crawford. Good morning, Leanna. Tell us a little about your hit song, Still Waters.
Yeah, it was a really sweet, like, I feel like there's two pieces of it, because I walked into the room with my co-writers that day, and Jonathan Gamble and Justin Richards, both amazing. I'd never written with Justin before. I'd written with Jonathan a few times, and I feel like songs come from like different places, but that day specifically, Jonathan was like, hey, I have this idea, and it was like the start of the chorus for Still Waters, and then we just started like talking, and it was just like so beautiful, because I started to talk about like my great aunt, and we like, it's just crazy to like even put that, but like the very first line of the song is like my great aunt Maureen, and people have asked me if she was a real, that's like a real person, but like she was, and my mom's aunt, and she like loved the Lord and she loved people, and she was actually like a missionary all over the world, but just like this amazing woman. And she like found out she was going blind in her 40s and decided to memorize the whole Bible, which is like wild, and I don't even know, she was just like, that's what I'm gonna do. But I think back then she didn't have Bible on audio, so she's like, I gotta memorize it to know it. And so my mom had told me about my aunt, and I got to meet her because we grew up Northwest. My aunt was like Pennsylvania towards the end of her life, and so I was like middle school. My aunt was 103 years old when I met her, and she was like this like tiny little woman with like all the sass in the world, and so cute, and just like, but like so full of love. And she just like knew that scripture was true, and like the word of God was true, and she like lived that every day. And while we were hanging out with her, we did test like her knowledge of scripture, and we're like, do you actually have it memorized? And so we like opened the Bible and we're like, say this. And then she like totally did. It was incredible. And she just like, it was so beautiful. But while we were there, there was like a couple different, like several different calls that came in of people like just asking her for prayer. So she was like 103 years old and asking for prayer. And I just thought that was like so beautiful. So as like a middle schooler, it was just such an impactful day. So then that day, getting to like share her story in the song, and then for like now at shows, and just like getting to share her story and like her legacy is really special.
Well, thanks, Leanna. It is one of those songs that is really resonating with people. Now, you are married to a 7-foot-tall NBA player, and talk about how Matthew West led to you marrying your husband, Cody.
Yes, I was like, I was opening for him outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. So they had met. So he came to like hang out with him, and like Cody and I met. This is like 2018, but I was dating someone else at the time. I was like blind. I didn't know, you know, and that didn't work out. Praise God. And then in 2020 during COVID, Cody and I like hung out. And I was like outside Charlotte again. I was leading worship kind of like under the radar because we couldn't say anything back then. But my sister was like, you need to tell Cody that you are like near him, like in town. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then I looked, and on Instagram, he had messaged me, and I'd never responded for like 3 months. And so I was like, perfect. I'm sorry I ghosted you, but would you like to come hang out? And he did. And we had the best time. So it was so sweet. Here we are.
If you missed part of this interview or would like to hear the whole thing again, you can check it out under Heard on Air at our website, thebridgefm.org, with Encouraging and Inspiring Bridge FM.